This is Jamie from Blood, Sweat, and Metal. As you know, we talk about metal and all things metal, whether it's glam, thrash, whatever, it's metal. But today, we have got a massive super group that just been announced for Soundwave about 2 weeks ago. And we're talking to a founding member. I will say he's a founding member because he was there. We're talking to Matt Cavalera from Killer Be Killed, and you might know him from the band from Soulfly, ex Sepultura, and we're talking to Max. Good evening, or good afternoon from Australia, and how's it going?
Going good, man. Good to be here with you.
Good. And let's get straight into it. You're coming into Soundwave next summer here in Australia, next February. You guys excited, I know, but let's talk about it. What you're looking for down in Australia?
Well, we're very excited. You know, it's our first shows ever. Killer Be Killed has never played live. The album came out in May. You know, we all went on our own project. You know, I went back to Soulfly. Troy went back to Mastodon. And, you know, we were just waiting for the right time at the right place. And this offer came for Soundwave. And everybody was free at that time, so we decided let's give it a go and you know, let's do it. So
yeah,
for me, it's super cool because I love the record, I love the Killer Be Killed album, and I think the fans gonna love it live. And the album got great reviews; it was really great response from the fans. And judging by that, I think it's gonna be amazing to play live and, you know, bring it to Australia, to Australian fans get to hear first. Killer Be Killed.
Yeah, and great album, the debut album by Killer Be Killed. I just want to ask, did you all the projects that you guys had before leading up, like Soulfly, Mastodon, and a few others as well, do you guys approach the Killer Be Killed album the same way as you have done with the other bands that you've been in?
No, I was approached it differently. You know, it was, you know, kind of like, it was what people call it, a super group, you know, because it had all people from important bands and established bands. But as far as the music goes, we just let it roll naturally. You know, I just, you know, brought my best to the band, whatever I could contribute for the project to get the best album possible. And I think the guys did the same. And at the end of the day, we just had a really good record. You know, we were very happy with the final result. We're finding very happy with how the album came out and how the album was accepted. You know, I think that's the best we can ask for, is that your work is accepted by your fans. And Killer Be Killed is definitely being accepted. And I'm very happy that we get to play live now, finally.
And I've got to give you out some numbers here, because you guys debuted your debut album here in Australia. It came in at number 47 on the Australian charts, making the highest entry for the album. Because on all the other chart positions around the world, in America it came at number 58, the UK came in 71, Canada 71 also, Germany 90, and in Switzerland 91. So here in Australia, it is the highest selling ranking album at the number 47 on our charts.
That's just great. I really love that, and it's one of the, maybe another reason why Australia should be first, you know, to hear Killer Be Killed live. And we got the best chart position around the world in Australia, so they deserve it to hear first, you know, before the rest of the world.
Yeah, and I've got to say, we are pretty radical down here in Australia, as you probably know, coming to Australia with the other bands as well. But I've got to say, Australia is just absolutely fanatical. When we love something, we rally behind it, we buy it, we cherish it, and we just want everyone to know about it. And great to hear that the debut album from Killer Be Killed has really brought in the meat and potatoes for you guys, basically.
Yeah, you know, it's great. I love the... Australia's always been good for me, man. You know, back in the Sepultura days, we had great shows there, and the Big Day Out 99 Soulfly was amazing. You know, I never forget that experience, and I want to feel the same way with Killer BQ. I hope if we'll feel the same energy from the crowd that we felt on those, you know, old times we've been to Australia, and I think we're going to try to give them the greatest show possible. You know, we're gonna practice the stuff now in January and get everything settled and get everybody, you know, connected to the music, and we'll be ready to come and destroy Australia the way people love it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I want to give a story out to some of the fans who don't know about Killer Be Killed. When Mastodon and the Delginger Escape Plan toured together many times before, you and Troy met for the very first time, and he turned around and said, "Hey," you turn around and say, "Hey, Troy, I think we're in a band together." How did that go off? Because was there talk about this super group, Killer Be Killed, in the pipeline when Mastodon and whatnot was touring together in South America?
Yeah, it was a funny situation, you know, because we talked on the phone with Troy, and he decided to join the band, and we were still, you know, writing the Killer BQ album, me and Greg and Dave, and then Troy joined the band, and we went to do a festival in South America. Cavalera was, you know, opening for Mastodon, and that's how I introduced myself, you know, "Hey, Van, nice to meet you, I'm Max," and I think we're in a band together. You know, it was like a classic kind of rock moment, you know, and Troy just laughed and go, "Yeah, man, we are, you know, I'm in Killer BQ. We're gonna do some cool stuff, and I can't wait for the time of the practice and making the record." And then in the studio, I really bonded with Troy really good, man, you know, because he's a good guy and a great musician. You know, I'm very fortunate to have shared my music with this guy. He's an amazing bass player and a great vocalist, and I had a great time making this record with him.
We're talking about supergroups. There's a lot of supergroups coming out in the woodwork. We've got Kings of they played on a festival here, not Soundwave, but played another festival here in Australia. It's Kings of Chaos, which is another supergroup. You've got Killer Be Killed. Also, there's other bands coming out in a supergroup like Michael Sweet and Gary Lynch, who've called themselves Sweet and Lynch. And I think Tom Landy and somebody else is joined up for another supergroup. There has been a little bit of a negative vibe with the supergroup in the media side of things. We're media, we're metal fans doing a metal show. But I have read on some other media sites a little bit of a negativity of too many supergroups. I just want your opinion on that.
Well, there's always some people gonna have something bad to say about whatever you do, you know, and you know, when you do this kind of supergroup, you're always open for the media to attack you and say stuff. But I think we believe in the music. We think the music or the record is very powerful. I think it's an honest record. It's very honest, and we are not trying to be something that we are not. We are just four guys that love music and are from established bands, but we thought we had something else to offer to the fans, a little bit more than what we normally do in our own band. And so that's why we did Killer BQ, is to offer something extra, something a little bit on the side for the fans. And, you know, I think it's cool because, you know, for me, I'm a big fan of the guys I play with. I'm a big Mastodon fan, a big Dillinger Escape Plan fan. And playing with those guys, making this record with those guys, was an absolute honor, you know. And I had a great time in the studio with the guys. And I think we create a great piece of work that, you know, overshadows any negativity.
Yeah. just yesterday morning about Mastodon. They just released their very first ever headline tour, which will be after Soundwave in March. I'm looking forward to that, but unfortunately I can't go to it because it's not in my town. It's not in Adelaide. It's over in the eastern coast, but I am pumping it out for the fans to go out and see it because it's just a great band to see, Mastodon, and their album, the latest album, has done well here in Australia on the charts as well.
Yeah, that's great. You know, Troy always, he keeps it busy a lot with Mastodon. You know, they tour a lot. They're one of those bands that, tour a lot, like Soulfly. They're always on the road. And I'm glad to hear they're coming back to Australia after Killer BQ. You know, makes me happy. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, tonight I'm going to a Dimebag Darrell 10th anniversary tribute. That's a gig here tonight in Adelaide. I want to ask you, what are your fondest memories about Dimebag Darrell? I mean, it's a tragedy how he died at the club 10 years ago by a nutcase person. I'll be gentle on that, but we know how he died. I just want to ask, what's your fondest memory about Dimebag Darrell?
Well, he was just always a great guy, man. Always humble, never a rock star, you know, and I always liked that about him. He kept it humble the whole time, and after I split from Sepultura and I started Soulfly, I went back to some small clubs in America, and one of them was in Dallas, Texas, and Dimebag came to the show to say hi to me, you know, and that meant a lot to me, you know, because a lot of people disappear the minute you're not in a main band anymore. You don't see the people anymore, you know, and that was not Dimebag. He came to the show and hang out with us, and he was actually in the crowd hanging out with all the fans. It was crazy. And yeah. One of my favorite memories of Dimebag is actually never forgetting my birthday on tour with Pantera, and gave me a pair of camouflage pants, very limey green, very, very colorful green and yellow, kind of the Brazilian color camouflage pants. And, you know, it was you know, I didn't even know he knew it was my birthday, but somehow he figured out it was my birthday and came in the dressing room with that present for me, and that kind of blew me away, you know. It was like, so I really treasure those pants, you know. It's in a safe place now, and he's always a great guy, you know. He's going to be very missed.
Yeah, and I'll be doing a tribute tonight. I'll be going there to listen to the bands that are playing tonight and honoring Dimebag Darrell as well, because just a great guy, and it's a tragedy how he died. Like I said, I'm not going to go into it because many people do know how it happened, but his legend lives on. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, he was just a great guy, you know. We all should, you know, this month is the month that he passed, and we gotta always remember Dimebag, you know, as a great guy that he was.
Yeah. Well, let's get back into the Australian side of things. We're going to not put a shrimp on the barbie when you guys come to Australia, because we don't call them shrimps here, we call them prawns. But instead, we're going to put a steak on the barbie when you come to Soundwave next year.
Yeah, I hope to eat some good Australian food, man. You know, I'm excited. I want to see some stuff, too.
Well, I'll be humorous here. Many bands that come to Australia love the women down here. Nearly every band that comes to Australia, it's like a second America for them, a second home for them. That's what you guys, well, especially you, Max, see Australia as. The beautiful beaches, the weather, the women, the food, the beer, all that type of jazz.
That's great. I love that. And, you know, hopefully we got some time off to get to see a little bit of it. You know, I know that I've been down there before, you know, with Sepultura and Soulfly and, yeah, and Caballera Conspiracy, Big Day Out. We did that a couple of years ago with Soundgarden. It was great. But I'm looking forward to Soundwave. There's a lot of great bands also playing the festival, and I think we're gonna have a great time. And you know, I'm excited. I think it's gonna be a great time, and playing for Killer BQ for the first time ever in Australia. I think it's gonna blow everybody away.
Well, talking about Soundgarden, they're on the bill as well for Soundwave. I don't know what day you guys are playing because the timetable hasn't been released yet. We're waiting about a week and a half or 2 weeks, just before Christmas, the timetable will be released here in Australia. But awesome lineup. There's a solid, solid band on the bill. You got Judas Priest, you got Flash, you got Godsmack, you got Mayhem, numerous of other bands, and Faith No More as well. There's absolutely tons of bands. It doesn't go over one day anymore. It goes over 2 days on the weekend, a Saturday and Sunday, and it's just an awesome event to go to next year. The first time ever it's been put on 2 days instead of one. So more bands to see over the course of the weekend. But, Max, that's all the time we've got for. We cannot wait for you guys to come to Australia for the very first time, and we will be there rattling behind you, and I cannot wait to see you in person.
Right on, brother. Nice talking to you, man. I'll see you at the Soundwave, brother.
We will. All right, take care, man.
Okay, man.